Had a chat yesterday via one of those Zoom messages with a guy called DC Cartwell. He's from Ireland, but he's travelled around the world a bit as a musician and singer, also in his other work. He's now living in Tasmania. So let's have a listen to what he said. DC, you're from the northern part of Ireland. Tell us a little about where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Portadown in County Armagh, so that's where I grew up. My wife grew up there as well. And yeah, we left in our 20s. But we're Northern Irish through and through, I guess.
Were you involved in music while you were living in the north of Ireland?
Yeah, and we played in churches and we played as a duo. We were on TV once on UTV. You can see that on YouTube. Marjorie and I, my wife's name is Marjorie. So we did it in a sort of fairly amateur capacity, which is probably still similar to the way we do it these days.
I'm not sure I agree. Yeah. So what year did you leave Ireland?
1988, yeah.
There were lots and lots of people leaving Ireland in that year.
It was a bad time, yeah, yeah. It wasn't really the reason we left. But it was kind of a good time to get away, I guess you could say. Yeah, we moved to Canada.
So what part of Canada?
Vancouver.
How long did you stay there?
So we were there about 8 years, and we loved it there. You know, it's a beautiful place too. There's not much wrong with Vancouver. But then we found ourselves moving to Melbourne.
So what year did you come to Melbourne?
96, yeah. Yeah.
And again, were you, I mean, what was the reason leaving Canada to Melbourne?
It's a bit funny, really. Well, my wife, both of us had become big fans of Crowded House, Neil Finn and all that, and we were going to see them, saw them a bunch of times in Canada and in America. And Marjorie was such a fan, she travelled to New Zealand to see them there because we thought it might be their last shows. So one day she just said, I'm going. So she just disappeared and off to New Zealand she went.
She needed to learn and watch John Farnham. He's done about 500 last shows.
That's right. You can never quite believe it, can you? So anyway, she had a lovely time in New Zealand. She saw them a bunch of times. And then she stopped in Melbourne on the way back where I had some relatives. And she just loved Melbourne and came back and said, we should move to Melbourne. So we already moved once in our lives and we just moved, no job or anything, but we're not very adventurous people except when we decide to move and then we just do it. So
tell me, have you been involved in the music industry or scene in Melbourne?
Yeah, we used to do, I used to play gigs in Melbourne. I was a medical scientist all my life, so that was my main occupation. So, you only have a certain amount of time left to do music. But I used to do gigs in Melbourne and got to know a bunch of people. And
you came from Melbourne then to Tasmania in what year?
That was about 4 years ago. I think it was, I can't even remember. I think it was 2015, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. So we just thought it'd be a good place to retire to. Marjorie got a job here that she fancied. And you know, what can you say? Tasmania is a lovely place to live. People are nice and friendly.
So you live up where? Up near Launceston?
Near Launceston, a little country village, yeah. So as you know yourself, it's quite a bit like Ireland here, really, in a lot of ways, except we've got wallabies and wombats and things. But in a way, it's almost like going back to the home environment in some ways, you know, farms and similar climate, maybe, but nicer.
I would agree with you. It certainly doesn't get as cold here as it used to in Ireland. I remember bitter winters and bitter storms.
Oh, yeah. Bitter summers as well.
Yes. I tell you what, I lived in Perth, Western Australia, for a long time, and right. I got sunburned more times in Ireland than I did in Western Australia. Probably because in Western Australia, you're conscious of the sun.
That's right.
In Ireland, it sneaks up on you. Just catches you.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody gets burnt in Ireland because they don't know how to handle it.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you have a song out, which I do like. It's called I Am Still the Same. Is there a story behind that song?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of an odd story, but I read an article about in a magazine about a woman who had locked-in syndrome, which is when you have a stroke or some sort of brain injury and you can't move a muscle in your body. She could only move her eyelids and nothing else, which is an absolutely horrendous thought. Doesn't even bear thinking about. But she learned to communicate by blinking her eyes, and she spelled out words, you know, a certain number of blinks for the letter A or the letter B. And when she eventually was able, people were able to write down what she was spelling. And the first thing she said was, I am still the same. And to me, that was incredibly profound. I think she went on to become, to write books. You know, she did quite well after that. But yeah, to say that I am still the same, despite having such a horrendous, you know, change in your life and not being able to move, I thought was very profound. So I thought, you know, I'd write a song about it, even though it sounds like a miserable kind of subject. But I think my song has a certain positive spin as well, like she did. And people seem to like it and relate to it.
I presume she had her full mental capacity in behind that.
Yeah. Yep. Full mental capacity, just not able to move her body at all. After the song came out, there's a woman in England called Kate Allott, and she had locked-in syndrome. And she somehow managed to recover from it, which is very rare, I think. And she does amazing work now, raising awareness about strokes and stuff like that. So she heard the song somehow and wrote to me and said that it described exactly what she felt like when she was locked in. And I thought, oh, well, I guess that's... Accidentally, I managed to somehow capture something in the song. So that was quite nice, I guess, in an encouraging way.
My fingers, I can't move my toes, but at least some feeling lingers, and I hope somebody knows that I've never been alone. I've never been alone for so long. I can still see you, you can't really see me. I'd like to be you, but you wouldn't like to be me. And I hope somebody knows I've never been alone for so long. I've been neglected, I've been rejected when they passed around the hat. Nothing was collected. I am still the same. I am still the same. Do I have to spell it out when I can barely spell my name? I am still the same. I can still see you, but you can't really see me. I'd like to be you, but you wouldn't like to be me. I hope somebody knows I've never been alone for so long.
I am still the same. Good song from DC Cartwell, living in Tasmania. Did mention during that little chat to mention that he and his wife are big fans of Crowded House, a New Zealand band. Crowded House does a very nice song called Irish Heartbeat.
Oh, won't you stay? Stay a while with your own one. One more day with your own ones. This old world is so cold, don't care nothing for your soul. You'd share with your own ones. Don't ever stray. Stray so far from your own ones. One more day.
Come on.
One more day with your own ones. This old world is so cold. Don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own. Now there's a stranger that is standing by your door. Could be your best friend, could be your brother, you'll never know. I'm going back, going back to my own ones, yeah. Talk a while with my own ones. This old world is so cold. Don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own ones. Na 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 na.
All together, Santo Barbaro.
Na 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 na.
One more time for the crew.
Na na na. Na 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 na. And again. Na na na. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na. This old world is so cold. Don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own ones. Na 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 na
New Zealand band Crowded House and Irish Heartbeat.